I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. River Valley lost in five sets to Lancaster in high school volleyball last night. The scores were 25-19 Lancaster. River Valley won the next two, 25-23 and 25-10. The Flying Arrows won the last two, 25-6 and 15-6. Lancaster improved to 1-1 in the league. For the Young Blackhawks, it was the second conference loss to start the season, and both have gone five sets after a loss to Prairie du Chien last week. Richland Center also lost in a total of five sets at Platteville. The Hornets won the first 26-24, then lost 25-22 and 25-18 to the Hillmen. The Hornets bounced back to win the fourth 25-16. This forced a fifth set. Platteville pulled away for a 15-10 win to take the match. The Hornets will play at River Valley on Tuesday for its next conference match. Elsewhere in the SWAL, a win for Fenimore over Riverdale, three sets to none, and Darlington swept Southwestern. In the Ridge and Valley, the Ithaca Bulldogs with another win in the league. They went 3-0, winning 25-13, 25-15, 25-22 over Waseca Steuben. Seneca was a winner by sweep over DeSoto, and Kickapoo 3-0 over Weston. Weston had 15 kills in the match. Brookwood edged Royal three sets to two in the Scenic Bluffs last night. Also a win for Marshall over Wisconsin Heights, 3-0. Scores we have in high school soccer, it was River Valley 4-1 over Reedsburg. Wisconsin Heights Barneville over Cambridge Deerfield, 3-2. Wisconsin Dells 9-1 over Nakusa. And also Holman, 8-0 over Arcadia. High school football saw Holman defeat Baraboo, 31-0. And now our football preview for this week. Richland Center is in action tonight at home against Lancaster. I asked Coach Andrew Troxell how long it's been since the Hornets have defeated the Arrows.
Yeah, it's been 17 years. I think the last time was 2007 when Coach Ewing was a player. We came close in 20 and had a couple opportunities to do it then and just couldn't seal the deal. So it'll be nice to have that opportunity again this year. And, you know, I mean, Lancaster has a ton of athletes. You know, and they do a great job developing their kids over there. And I think that our matchup is really strong as it relates to these guys, whether that be offensively. I think we can run the ball. You know, we've got some areas that we want to kind of exploit. Our pass defense is going to look different going into this week and even next week against Platteville. So you'll see more of a two-high shell to prevent that stuff. And, I think our O-line is excited and we've got some personnel matchups that we're going to try to exploit on our end this week.
Coach Troxell talked about working on getting the right lineup for the Hornets.
And then defensively, we're just trying to find a little bit more of our home for certain kids. And so I think we've got a good handle on where certain kids are going to be going into this contest. So I really like our matchups. I think these kids can play loose, right? It simplifies the game, and I think anytime you can do that, the kids are just more confident in their own abilities.
That's our featured game of the week, Lancaster at Richland Center. Pregame time 6:40 on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Broadhead Judah plays at River Valley. Co-head coach Dan Makovic talked about getting it going on the ground last week in a win over Dodgeville.
Yeah, the running game worked extremely well. Our offensive line played one of the best games I've seen in a long time. They're looking real comfortable and they're playing real fast, which opened up a lot of holes. And Dodgeville was struggling a little bit to see who actually had the ball and where it was going. So I give a ton of credit to the offensive line for that game.
And Dan talked about this week's opponent.
Yeah, Broadhead Judah is always a traditional powerhouse. They're very disciplined. They know what they're doing. And watching film, they fire off the ball ready to come after you. So their game against Platteville is a little misleading. They had a few key turnovers that stopped their drives, but they were still pretty explosive.
Elsewhere tonight, New Glarus plays at Dodgeville, and the top game in the conference, Prairie du Chien at Platteville. In the Six Rivers, Waseca Steuben Seneca is at Riverdale. Here's Chieftains coach Lucas Phelps.
You know, I think they're a group of kids that are always competitive every year. You know, they're going to get up front. They're going to get after you a little bit. They had some kids out earlier. I think they're in the same boat as us, but now they're starting to get guys back. So it should be a pretty good game. It should be a tough game. You know, we can't overlook them. I think that if we take care of the ball and keep improving on some of the errors that we had, should be good for us.
Coach Luke Phelps, who talked about key points of the game.
I think they've got the size and the strength up front historically. You know, they had some good-sized kids, physical. I think our strength lies on our edges. You know, we got to find a way to establish the run game. We try that every game, but Really, we've got some athletes on the perimeter that we can do a lot of stuff on the edges, and we're going to utilize that these next couple weeks to our advantage.
Elsewhere, Potosi, Cassville at River Ridge and Pecatonica Argyle visits Iowa Grant. Mineral Point in the Swall is at Cuba City. Southwestern East Dubuque at Darlington. Benton Scales Mount Schulzberg plays at Fenimore. In the Scenic Bluffs, Brookwood at Royal, Cashton at New Lisbon, Hillsborough at Nisida, and Bangor at Ithaca. Here is co-head coach Kyle Kelly of the Bulldogs.
Their defense is set up the same way Hillsborough is, so that was kind of nice to have play them first. So I think what we have scheme-wise in place, that we can make a game out of this Friday and hopefully pull out a W.
The Bulldogs have had challenges over the years against Bangor.
They're always going to be good. They have a great program and phenomenal system. They're always going to be tough. They just want to run the ball nonstop and control the line of scrimmage, and they're very effective at doing just that. So if we can stop them on first down, and that'll be huge.
That game coming up, one of the top games in the area, Bangor at Ithaca tonight. Kickoff time, 7 o'clock. Also, Atoma plays at Mauston, Lacrosse Logan at Reedsburg, and Westby at West Salem. Wisconsin Dells at Adams Friendship. Eight-player football in the Ridge and Valley, DeSoto at North Crawford, Kickapoo LaFarge at Belmont, and Wisconsin Heights at Highland. Waniwok Weston plays tomorrow, kickoff time noon, in Monticello. Bowling scores to recap from the Coffee Clutch League. Spare Parts had an 18-21. Pin Pals, 17-74. And the ILK, 16-52. Spare Parts, 6-16 and a 6-10 game. And the Pin Pals, a 604. Cheryl McNerlin, a 541. Patricia Adams, 487. Elma Manning, a 438. Top game, Cheryl McNerlin, 224. Patricia Adams, 176. Cheryl McNerlin, a 171. In the Coffee Clutch League. And from All-Star Bowling, Series High, Morris Heating and Cooling, a 29-66. Julie Karen, State Farm, a 29-29. And the Misfits, a 28-61. Morris Heating and Cooling with a 10-33. The Misfits had the second high game, a 1,005. And Julie Karen, State Farm, 995. The top bowler, Elijah Cannon, 172 over average with a 760. Chase Keller had a 700. And Ken Nick Sr., a 680. Top game, Elijah Cannon at 268, Logan Lindvig and Scott Oman each had 266s, and Ken Nix Jr. at 259. Additional highlights, Brandon Adams bowled a 603, 165 over average, Monica Wheaton bowled a 476, 134 over average, Rich McConkie with a 416, 125 over average, Glenn Brunner bowled a 505, 115 over average, Brian Klebisaddle with a 512, 101 over average, and Luke Jacobson bowled a 548, 95 pins over average. On the state scene, Frankie Montas and three relievers blanked the Giants on five hits. 3-0, the Brewers were victorious. Milwaukee's magic number is down to 7. The winning run scored in the seventh inning on a Willie Adames walk and 3 wild pitches. Rookie Jackson Churio provided the insurance run with a 2-run home run in the next frame. Churio at 20 became the youngest player in Major League Baseball history to hit 20 home runs and steal 20 bases in his rookie season. Here is his manager. That would be Pat Murphy.
It's just an incredible story. I feel privileged to be part of it, to just see the way he just stays after it. You know, he hadn't had the best series in the world necessarily, but just to see him stay after it and come up big like he does, and there's no moment too big for him.
It's been an amazing year for the youngster.
20 homers and 20 steals as a 20-year-old kid. And then, from what I understand, he was younger than the other two that are in that same category. So it's like the youngest kid ever to go 20-20 in Major League Baseball. What a just an incredible accomplishment.
Elsewhere, the Cardinals 6-1 over Cincinnati, and Miami beat Washington 6-3. In the American League, Houston 6-3 over Oakland, Tampa Bay 5, Cleveland 2, the Yankees 2-1 over Boston, Texas 5-4 winners against Seattle, Colorado a 4-2 win against Detroit. From the NFL last night, Buffalo 31-10 over Miami. Well, he isn't right now trying to confuse the Colts, but Packers head coach Matt LaFleur is legitimately not sure whether Jordan Love will be available or not on Sunday as the Packers get ready to face the Colts.
There's always obviously a risk, whether it's practice or the game, and you just got to make a gut decision on it. And hindsight's always going to be 20/20. You know, if you go out there and somebody gets dinged up and you miss them for a significant amount of time, you know, it's just one of those things. I think the trend around the league for most teams now is to rest your guys. So it's, I'd say it's similar for a lot of teams. Some teams do choose to play the guys, but we did not.
And Coach Luke Fickell's undefeated Badgers face their biggest early season challenge. The number 4-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide invade Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin beat South Dakota State last week 27-13, and Bama thumped South Florida 42-16. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.